This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
John, are you going to make it through to the end of this Grizzlies game tonight in your current state?
I'll probably be in and out, but I'll make it overall, yeah.
Okay. I'm just being honest. I mean, for me, for a 48-year-old man, I'm going to have to take a nap if I'm going to be locked in for this game. Obviously, a 9 o'clock start. Pregame starts here on 92.9 FM ESPN at 8:30. Eric Hasseltine's going to be on the call for this big one at 9. We've talked about all the nuts and bolts. Grizzlies 7.5-point underdog when last we looked. Obviously trying to, with a win tonight, earn the 7 seed, which would get you a series with the Houston Rockets, something I think we've all, those of us that have talked today at least, are would look forward to and welcome, and even maybe even sort of believe the Grizzlies got a chance to win. I heard a little bit from John even. He can correct me if I'm wrong. We'll get to that. But obviously, you're just hoping. I'm with Jess. Maybe you get a Ja Morant go-off game, you know, that can sort of offset, neutralize anything that Golden State's doing. But in the end, you're going to have to win a shootout, because the one thing I don't expect tonight is all of a sudden for Memphis to look like it had earlier this season against lower-level competition defensively, to be effective defensively. How much harder is that even is that when you don't have Jalen Wills, a guy who has been key to your scheme all year long, a guy you've relied on? It just feels like you're going to have to win a shootout. And frankly, here down the stretch and under Isolo, that's most of what these games have been. And, yeah, you've had a couple of them on back-to-backs, and so it's proven difficult that maybe you've run out of gas in a couple of them in terms of outscoring. But this is not a game that will be about, you know, keeping your opponent to under 100 points. It's going to be a shootout. That's the way Golden State plays, even though, you know, analytically, they're good defensively. They know what they're doing. A lot of that is Draymond Green. Something I'm interested to discuss, John, besides the nuts and bolts of it all that we all know at this point, is something that you mentioned with Jess. I think Brad was going here, too, and I realized he kind of mentioned this. And I think he was sort of on this vibe. And Jeff has written a column about it over at the Daily Memphian that the Grizzlies can save the season. The headline is, how can the Grizzlies save the season? Just beat the hated Warriors. Understand the premise there and sort of the idea we could beat Golden State and another play-in, send them down to having to play the 9-10, possibly then going on to play OKC, you dealing with that. Yeah, that sounds like a win. But as you were talking to Jess about this, John, and the idea that you can sort of reframe the narrative a little bit, and Brad had mentioned it too, you know, I'm thinking too, well, what about, okay, you win tonight. We're all feeling good about going in the series against Houston like we talked about. But what if you get swept? Or it's 4-1? Or it looks, and Jess talked about the matchups because she said she'd watched Houston a ton down the stretch. Or it looks like a couple of those games against Houston did this year where Thompson's getting 3 blocks in one series on Zach Edey. They are so much more athletic and doggish than you around the bucket. What if it looks like that again? Have we reframed the season? Have you saved it with just the win at Golden State if the Houston series goes like that, is my question for you, John.
Well, I mean, no, but
okay.
Okay. I'm just kind of taking a snapshot in time, you know, like, let's take a snapshot right after the game, you know. You would say this is best case scenario. Like, get a series with the Rockets.
Yeah, but right.
Let me reframe my thought on
that. Yeah, I guess saving the season is different to me.
And here's how I would frame my thought on it. It's sort of like when a miner gets caught in a mine, you know, they get caught underneath the ground, you know, and they have to bring the emergency crew to get them out of the ground. So they cut into it to pull them out. So in the process, we've pulled out the miner from 200, 400 feet below the earth, but yet they have two broken legs. We still saved him out from dying of oxygen. Right. He's got his oxygen.
He can live.
But unfortunately, he's not going to be, you know, the same. Like, the season in this case is a wounded warrior. Like, we've got work to do. We're going to be able to live. We're going to be able to get a series.
Right.
But yet, we clearly have some roster issues. That's how I guess I'm thinking.
Right. I like that visual.
Yeah.
The way you did it there.
You pulled the miner out of the cave.
I think the way I'm looking at it, and John, I'd wonder if your way's different. You talk about a snapshot, but I'm looking at it as a win could only be a Band-Aid. Maybe it makes you feel better for a little bit, but what you know is you have nothing is healed underneath that Band-Aid. If this roster, right, has to be improved, clearly. And again, this is going along the scenario that Houston just outclasses you in a way that we felt like OKC would have, or it looks something similar to that, then that Band-Aid or that good feeling that we had winning Tuesday night is going to be gone, right? And then what else? Oh, by the way, there's no draft pick anymore that you get to retain for not making the playoffs, right? That's gone, that you would have had a chance to keep if you decide to tank the 9-10. My whole point is nothing is fixed. Sure, you've saved the season from just complete an utter disappointment, I suppose. Just this, you know, this kind of side of the way we were talking yesterday. I mean, it's not fun to talk about that you got this win, but it doesn't change the problems or the issues. It would not change that, again, assuming that Houston series, by the time that's over, it's obvious that they are on a different level than you are, a level that you might have once been at, a level you could have improved at trade deadline and didn't, whatever that is. But I'm concerned about that, John, with it. But when this game against Golden State, you get the series against the Rockets, it goes 4-1, and we start telling ourselves, okay, running it back's cool, right? This roster is going to be fine. GG and Vince will be a year older. I think it needs more than that. So I just I hesitate on how much impact in terms of the future, how much saving it's actually doing if you win tonight. Yeah, you got to do more to me.
Look,
go be competitive against Houston, then I'll buy this you saved the season stuff.
And obviously we can't know, right? I mean, we can't know until that series would start. I mean, look, it's a big assumption to even talk about it, to even say you're getting the Houston. But, I mean, the likelihood is that you lose tonight and then you win, you know, against Dallas or Sacramento and you get swept by the Thunder. So
I mean, even a 2-7 matchup is not what we signed up for when we were sitting at two for half of the damn season. Okay,
we
thought we'd be the two. Get it? Like this idea that we saved it because we're keeping seven. We get to play Houston as this. You still collapsed. There was an absolute collapse from the two to the seven that cannot be dismissed. That must be applied in terms of what you learned from it to the future. Does that make you see what I'm saying? And so again, I'm hopeful, and I actually have a lot of belief that series will be competitive, even though let's be real too, you won't have Jalen Wells for it.
That sucks.
Like, you don't have Brandon Clark for it.
Yeah.
You know, so without those guys, you're gonna all of a sudden be, you know, more competitive than you were. What, two of those four were just real blowouts, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Right. We kind of got back in, but and then you won the final one. But if it looks like it did in the regular season. And it could, because you were so shorthanded.
Yeah.
Then you still got major problems.
The one final thing I want to ask you guys about on this subject, the Grizzlies, is something I heard on Gabe's show yesterday, which I do push back on, and respectfully. Him and Connor were talking about how if you lose this one and then you don't get into the play-in, both of them, you have to lose two. So you play Friday and you lose that one, right? I do push back on the fact that you do want young players. In other words, they were like, I don't want the pick. I mean, I realize where they're going with it. They would rather have a veteran addition, which I think is also important. But the pick would be great too.
Well, I want the pick to then couple with whatever assets are left G.G. Jackson, to go get the veteran
get
player.
Get that vet there.
Understand?
Well, yeah.
I don't want the pick to go get another young player. Right. We've done enough of that right. the last 2-3 years, pushing out the vets around yeah. Ja Bane and Jaren. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
I want the pick to get the best
ball. Both.
Because you've lost assets yeah. in the process of moving Marcus Smart through Memphis for nothing.
That was
you've wasted assets.
That's going to be the definition of this season, that move right there.
But back to your point, yeah, I don't want draft pick for another young player. I want draft pick for a possible deal to get me more veterans around the big three. Right? Right, John?
Yeah, you need flexibility.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
That's what you need. I mean, assets.
Yeah, and that's what picks give you.
Now, it might not be wrong. Some are of the belief, and I believe our guest at 1240, Anthony Sain, is of this belief. No, listen, GG and Vince never had a full season, right, to get right. These guys are going to be fine. We've talked about making judgments on guys or whatever else. You can't make a judgment on those two. I'm arguing for them, would be their argument. They'll be fine with another year of development and we'll run it back. I have not been convinced of that to be in that boat. I've watched enough now of Zach Kleiman saying, we doubled, tripled down on youth. It didn't work. Well, we did it again this year. And it didn't work in the sense that you collapsed from 2-7 or 8. We'll see. Maybe out of it completely.
It worked with Wells, but he's the only one. He's the only one that, and that was like we didn't know how good he was going to be. Like I don't think people expected this Jalen Wells to be like.
Well,
this.
Worked with Wells to what degree? Because you weren't beating good teams consistently.
But he was
as
a
good
starter.
As, no, 100%. You hit on another young player. That doesn't take you from good to contender next
That's
level.
Fair. Up. Yeah, you're right.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
So at some point, veterans, you've got to find a way to get them. The draft pick maybe can help you do that. Because as John said, you need some flexibility to be able to make some things happen. And look, some don't want to come off G.G. Jackson. The Grizzlies, Zach Kleiman looked like at one point he didn't want to come off G.G. Jackson. Maybe you know, there's a way you don't do that and still get something done. But you got to get veteran help around these guys as far as I'm concerned. Grizzlies, Golden State tonight, 9:00. Chance to either save the season or not. We shall see. But we're all hoping for a Grizzlies win and hopefully a series against the Houston Rockets coming up.
Man, that is such a late game.
Tell me about it. I mean, you have to get, when you're my age, you have to get real serious about what time this game comes on and being available for all four quarters of it, dude. Because I just involved start nodding, and I don't, hey, big game, bro. You get up. What do you mean you're nodding? And I can't help it at this age because you're waking up early in the morning. You get in the car line, all that. You got stuff to do. But now you know, and then in your sixth state, you know, even at your age, you're probably about in the same boat as me. You better be rested. So yes, it's a late start. There's nothing we can do about it. Having to go out to Golden State does that to you, John. Wish we'd had it here in Memphis.
You know, the Grizzlies have lost their last eight in California.
Yeah, they haven't won in California this year, I believe, is the stat.
That's what Jesse was saying. Hasn't won a game
in
California.
The whole year.
Oh, my God.
Not since January 2024.
Ugh.
It's just another reason to have no.
What do you think is the? What do you think?
I don't
want to
do this with you, that dude. It's one game. It's Ja Morant, dude. He can win.
Do you think like Ja has like mortally offended Tupac?
No, I don't know that it has anything to do with that. I don't think it has anything to do with that. Do you think we get a grenade / words throw tonight?
Yeah.
I love the grenade thing. It is awesome.
It's not a grenade.
Well, for me, I mean, he's pulling
that's why I said /word bomb.
Yeah, it's a word throw.
Bomb.
Thank you. No, it's not an explosive.
Can we wait till, you know, kind of the three that he hits puts it out of reach and it's like hammer, nail, coffin, or are we going to do it first quarter?
Oh, no, we're doing it first quarter.
Okay. In a possible loss. Got it.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, we can't, you know, you don't get to wait until the outcome's determined.
Got it. Okay.
The words are getting thrown back at you regardless.
Odds that Steph Curry mocks it back at you.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, now, that's interesting.
Odds that Buddy Hield tries to get you into another gun incident.
Oh, boy. Because that's what happened the last
gun.
Time we played
oh, you
these
got
cats.
Baited.
You know, I can see,
they got
I can,
baited
can,
into
I
that.
I see Steph
see
mocking
Steph
it and blowing
that
can,
they,
at the end of the game.
Isolo has to talk to them about that before this game, about not getting baited into their stuff. Ugh. Those old men are all trying their old YMCA tricks on you, and you can't fall for it.
Yep.
That's all they got. So, that, I mean, that you have to be of strong
don't buy on that
mindset
crap.
Tonight not to get baited into this stuff that you know Draymond's going to try to do, and they'll use bit players like Hield and stuff to help them do it.
You know.
Because Draymond ain't going to get thrown out. He's not going to get himself thrown out. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, be on the lookout for that stuff. Ja getting caught up in all that. You know, they're going to be shooting guns at Ja, trying to get Ja to shoot
Facts.
A gun,
Facts.
Not throw a grenade. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Don't get caught up in all that mess. Let's just put them down.
I predict Steph's going to put the bomb out there and mock Ja and do it himself.
Man, when you bring that part up, bro, it does add a whole nother layer to this in terms of the stuff that they're going to do back.
Facts.
Because they give it just, you know, they don't like taking it. They like right. back, going mm-hmm. back to Clay and all the rest
bro,
of it.
Bro, they're pros at it.
Yeah.
That's what
I mean,
they do.
Honestly, like, Steph's going to hit, like, if Steph hits a dagger, he's throwing the grenade.
I would put money on it. He's already,
Steph's kind of a troll like that.
Yes.
You know, like, he loves that. So I think
especially out there in front of his own people, they're just mocking the mess out of us.
Remember when John missed the layup in the playoff series?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Steph was the first one to greet him?
No, I didn't remember that part, but yeah.
He was like, "This is fun, fellas."
Mm.
Who says that? That's a troll move to walk up to the guy that blew the layup, and the first thing you do is go clap in his face and say, "This is fun, fellas. Let's go."
Seems like Steph, though, is only when provoked, though, dude. Am I wrong about that? Like, Draymond and Clay have gotten out of pocket with it and maybe got into it, but I don't know, man. It seems like Steph only gives it back to those that are, you know, it's just.
Hey, y'all leave Draymond open for three. Watch. He's throwing that thing into the crowd.
Yep.
If he hits one.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's happening.
I mean, all them guys could. I could see all of them doing it, you know?
What did Steph, I'm trying to, did he get off 23s last game? I remember Brevin Knight saying that you have to be in his jersey. I remember us having Jalen Wells back then, and we still weren't in it. Yes, he went 12 of 20. The fact that he could get off the 23s of the 31 shot attempts when, remember, Ja was talking about this after the game. He's the number one guy in our scout, and we give up, what, how many points? 52 points in that
Awful.
Game. Now, you don't even have Wells. You're running Vince at 80, 90, whatever percent he is. Maybe it's less than that at him. I mean, you're going to have to run him off the line, be, as Brevin said, be in his jersey so he doesn't even think about shooting it. You don't have the bodies, it doesn't feel like.
I mean, you got to have Scotty and him and just try to hedge him all, you know, double. You have to blitz him.
Scotty is who you have to.
You've got
to
have blitzes on. You have to sell out for him tonight and then just wish these dudes miss some shots. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Man, you want to talk about a guy that played it wrong? Nico Iamaliava.
Is it official? Has he officially played it wrong? Can we say that now with certainty? Because it sure felt like it was going that way.
Well, North Carolina said no.
Right.
That's a big, I mean, that's.
I mean, when I saw Tulane, folks talking about Tulane, I said, this might have been a failure indeed.
Whoa. Tulane said no?
This dude might end up at Tulane.
No, they didn't say no, but the fact that among the considerations. So your agent or whoever's doing this, your dad, whoever's doing this business for you, has to have a better spot ready to go when you push Tennessee to this limit. A team that could have made the college football playoff again with you, that had not done you wrong. So you're going to drop down and go win an AAC title? Memphis all week?
I will say, Tulane has some history with quarterbacks.
Bro, is Tulane paying more than 2.4?
I can't imagine.
No way. And that's my point. It's bad business. What a horrible way to go about your business if you didn't have a fallback plan. Oregon, you reached out to beforehand. They said no. You should have had some inkling that these others would at least have some options, a couple of them, where you got the 2.4. Right? And it's a decent situation. You're going to go into what's probably a worse football situation for you with less money. How did he not blow this? And I'd blame Dad, you know, because apparently he's at the heart of a lot of this. And here's the thing. People that have written about this, this guy's been about the bag the whole time. Everybody's written. Somebody wrote that columnist, and they're absolutely right. You know, that from high school, it's not about what's the best. Who's giving me the biggest bag? Last year before the playoffs, I deserve more because we're playing an extra game, and then he's trying to hit you again. The word is out on this guy, and that's why he's getting no's now. He's going to ask for more after he gets you. What if he gets you 9-10 wins? What if you make a playoff? He's going to ask for more money? So he what a terrible job of advising this young man.
Well, he doesn't have an agent. He has his dad.
That's what I'm saying. This is his dad. Dad slash agent. Ridiculous.
I do think he played it wrong, but Man, it would be a bad beat for Memphis if this dude winds up in your conference.
Dude, it's awful for Memphis. Ugh. It's awful for Memphis. We already have a hard time stopping offenses in this league. What are you talking about?
I mean, he should do it.
This dude to throw for 600 on
Tulane because his numbers will be so good at Tulane against the AAC. You know,
he don't care about numbers or nothing. He cares about the bag. If you're making less, you screwed yourself. He could have done this at Tennessee.
Well, you know, I think the problem becomes like you said, you know, nobody wants to take him.
Well, word's out. You're letting your dad do bad business for you. You know,
because, you know, like Miami's coach said, if you want to play holdout, you might as well play get out. Mm. You know, like these coaches are like, they're gonna know that this dude is not really about the team. You know, like he's like you said, he's just after the money. And so a school that has options is not gonna go that route.
Right.
Whereas like Tulane doesn't care, you know.
I mean, Tulane, God, boy, they offering 1.2? Come on, please.
Well, he's going to take a pay cut fight no matter where he goes now.
I would think so.
Because, you know, he just
because you have more leverage because he has fewer options. Anybody that's seriously considering him has more leverage now.
Right.
Yes.
So I think, poorly done. I think it's been a learning lesson for everybody, though, you know. Don't overrate, especially maybe more so in football, like don't overrate your value. You know, basketball is a little different because there's only so many positions on the court. You know, there's only five guys. But even if you're a quarterback, like, you're replaceable in football. That's kind of the message this sends to me.
Or the lesson would be if you're as good as him and you can get this kind of money, hire a real agent. You know, that's going to do good business for you and maximize your earning potential. Don't have your dad doing it. That literally can blow some of these earnings with bad logic. You know, that's the lesson. Get a real agent when you're somebody like Nico that can get that kind of dollar coming out of high school. Come on, man.
Yeah, according to Pete Nakos, I don't know how you say it, multiple programs are ready to become contenders if he's able to do a deal closer to $1 million. He was going to make 2 point something at Tennessee this year.
That's dumb.
In this economy?
Stupid and dumb, both.
I mean, you go from being the, you know, SEC
again. It was
starting quarterback.
It was like a $10 million deal over the life of the deal they had with Tennessee. It's a great deal.
Well, again, like Tennessee's going to go get a guy, right? Like, yeah. They're going to go poach a quarterback.
Maybe they might. You know, they get the guys they got in there, and then somebody else is coming next year? Something they might decide. Okay, we'll take a step back for a year to develop our guy. You know, I assume that too, John. You'd go out and pluck somebody else, and maybe they will. But that, you know, that's a 1 year thing. Depends on how. You know, I could argue there'd be a better path for you in terms of the next couple of years if you play one of your young guys, take your lumps, right, have him ready to go, than somebody you're bringing in from spring practice doesn't know the offense whatsoever. Either way, you can go either route, but I'd argue your fans aren't going to be upset with you if you take a little bit of a step back this year because you drew a line on Nico. Yeah. No, because they understand it. And so with that a little bit of equity in terms of what they're willing to give you, again, I'm not saying they're going to be fine with 4 or 5 wins, don't get me wrong, but you have a little bit of equity now. You could play one of the young guys that's already in there that you've been grooming. Hopefully Heupel's been doing that. You've been grooming for to be the next one. Stick with that guy, and maybe it pays off next year. You know, after you've played him, you've taken your lumps, as opposed to doing that, John, a year from now, letting some, you know, 1 year rental guy come in that doesn't know your system, doesn't know your players. Yeah, maybe it gets you a couple of more wins, but then you're rebuilding the next year. I'll say they got a couple different paths they can go. Either way, they made the right decision moving on from Nico.
Yeah, so he, what's the old saying in 2025? FAFO? He FAFO'd.
That's That's what the Miami coach said, and you FAFO'd. All right.
Yeah, FAFO'd.
Cam Ward is going to be the projected number one pick, we know, of the Tennessee Titans. He's one of 17 players that are confirmed to be at the draft. By the way, it's in Green Bay this year. when it starts next week, next Thursday, for the first round. Also going to be there is Travis Hunter. But guess who's not going to be there? Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, wow. That's interesting, even though he's got his jersey retired.
So they're getting their jerseys retired together, and that was Deion's decision. Now, he's not retiring Shiloh's, y'all. So you should be fine with this, right? You should. No one, John should not have any problem with this. Now, if he was retiring Shiloh's number two, then I could see John coming in here a little bit triggered like he usually is about Deion. But we're not doing that. We're not doing that. And so that down, that's secondary. Now, what they won't do together is be at the draft. Why would that be? Because my man Shedeur is worried about what a slide, clearly, right? It, like Aaron Rodgers. Now, maybe it's not that kind of slide where you drop that far back like Aaron Rodgers did. Boy, was that tough to watch. Who was the most recent slide? There was one recently. Was it Levis? Was he there? Am I making that one up? Was it somebody?
Yeah, no, he was at the draft.
And it was hard to watch him, wasn't it? He was there. That's right. And he dropped into the second, right? Because all the odds were on him going in the first. So we've seen this recently, too. Now, Shedeur is not going to drop that far. In fact, I think Mel's latest mock is right. The first one I'd seen that had him at 9 to the Saints. John, you see the news on Carr?
I did see that.
There's questions about Carr and whether he'll be available to go next year.
Yeah, he's going to be ready. He's going
to
be hurt.
And so all of a sudden, the Saints probably really need to go ahead and go QB. And so I'm saying all that to say I think Mel, and he's made the point. Mel, I think Mel's right. Shedeur's not sliding past 9. Okay? So he doesn't have to worry about an Aaron Rodgers or a Will Levis. But he's not going to be present for any of it because what he doesn't – he and his father, who are so image conscious, right, they do not want their guy out there, you know, waiting for a phone call.
Camera.
It's not right. You see it, you know, see the face. It's all he's having to wait. Oh, it's a slide. He's not about to put his son, whose number he's retiring right after he leaves Colorado. He is not about to have his son on Front Street like that. So that is why we have this. However, come on, Deion. He ain't dropping below 9. So you know, y'all could you could have stood in there like a true here. And be there with your man Travis. Be happy for Travis going top 3. And then you go 9, you come up on the stage and be fine. But I get it because we know what Deion is. He's image conscious. He's going to control it. And he's absolutely controlling this and not having him there. He's the only one of the top guys that's not going to be there, it looks like, of these 17.
Yeah, you know, there is always that possibility. I know you say he's not going to go past 9, but you just never know. Like,
no, he could. You're right. I mean, that's it. That's what they're taking that risk out. You're right. You're right.
You know, he's you know, at one point, he was the projected number one overall pick, you know, like a year ago. I think after last year's draft, he was the favorite for the number one overall pick. So I think he's just kind of calculating, like, all right, what's my probability of going in the top 10? What's my, you know, so let me just, because, you know, if you get out of that top 10, it could be a minute, right? You got, what is it, 21 where the Pittsburgh Steelers are?
I think it does drop down there, yeah.
And I don't think that Shedeur Sanders is a Mike Tomlin quarterback.
You don't?
I don't.
He has to get a QB in there, man.
I think he would almost go Jackson Dart.
Ah, okay.
Just because I mean, Shedeur comes with, like, he comes with showtime, bro. Like, Mike Tomlin's never been about that. You know? So I wouldn't guess it. Yeah. I wouldn't guess. I could be wrong.
I don't think he's dropping out of top 10, but you could be right. And they're avoiding any embarrassment if he did by not having him there.
Yeah, but it's fascinating. Is the latest intel you've seen over on the draft that the Raiders are going Jenty?
Yeah. Mel's latest, which I think is actually a 3-round. He's got Jenty still to you guys.
You know what's amazing, man, is the resurgence of the running back.
Is it amazing?
I think Saquon kind of started it.
Did we have one taken in the first round last year?
I think we did, bro. Let's go look.
Call me again. Wake me up when they're going multiple in the first round again. That's when I think.
About to go top 6. I mean, that's pretty crazy.
It's one, man. They're saying he's generational, bro, like freaking Saquon or Christian McCaffrey. That's why this is happening. If there were none last year, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, we're going to get an outlier.
There was no running back in the top 32 last year.
It'll officially have changed when we're back doing that, right?
Very heavy QB.
I'm sorry?
It was very heavy QB last year, though.
Okay. Well, there's a bunch of good good running backs in this draft. I'm sure you've read about it, how deep it is at that position. And most of them, again, are mocked second round or later.
Jonathan Brooks was the first one off the board last year. He went second round, 46 overall.
I think Genty is capitalizing off Saquon in the sense that, John, we just saw, you know, literally the impact Saquon can have on a franchise with his new one. And so, yes, you tell yourself, watching Genty, and it's not just convincing yourself. I mean, the guy is pretty awesome in terms of everything he's done with all the measurables. You tell yourself, yeah, he's that. That's how it's helped Genty. But I don't think it's restored the running back to, you know, a premier position again that all of a sudden teams are valuing, and multiple teams are valuing in the first round.
Yeah, it's
get back there though. You know, could. I'm not ruling it out.
And honestly, Ashton Genty would be the most excited I've been for a draft pick in my adult life. Mm. You got to understand how many ways we've botched this over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, remember Alex Leatherwood, bro?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember we were doing the live. We did the live reaction on Instagram Live.
Yeah, I think I jumped up and down for Justin Fields though, so that was embarrassing.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, I would.
I do that for any quarterback we draft, basically, except for Trubisky. I was not that excited when we drafted Trubisky.
But yeah,
any Bears fan is going to do that when you get a new.
But I mean, I think anybody can understand, like, Bears fan, black quarterback, mobile. That was right up your wheelhouse, man.
Funny guy. Wasn't Chernoff's advice and betting advice that Dallas would take a receiver with the first pick?
Yes.
Okay.
Kuiper's, plus 160, I think he said it was out there.
Yep. Kuiper's got Matthew Golden from Texas going 12 to the Cowboys, so it jives. I don't know where that is now, but Chernoff was right, started looking right last week. When he was with us,
he's got Matthew Golden going.
Yes, number 12, Cowboys.
Let's see, what else do I really like? Mason Graham for the Jags was kind of blah, like whatever. Yeah, the Saints. He has taken Shadur. Trying to think, do I see anything? I mean, it's just a lot of, like, our guy Walter Nolan going 17 to the Bengals.
Mm-hmm. And he's got Jack. Go ahead.
Memphis guy. That's a Memphis guy, right?
Who's this?
He's here at some point.
Nolan?
Yeah, he played here. He played in Memphis.
Yeah, I guess that had gotten by me.
I know you're not as up on your football Memphis guys.
He dropped down to they dropped Jackson Dart down to 29. Originally had him with the Rams at 26, but he's down at 29 now.
He played at St. Benedict under our guy from Tennessee.
Oh, Marlon Wallace.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't know that.
And then Marlon Wallace took him to Powell.
Okay.
Is that kind of ringing a bell now?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
I like that for Marlon. I like that for our guy Walter Nolan.
For your guy Walter Nolan, good stuff.
Well, I mean, I like Memphis guys. Even if they don't play at Memphis, I like it when they go to the league, man. You know, maybe some of us don't have that same finish if we can't put our agendas aside because
they didn't play for the Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly can.
Right. No, I'm happy for the young man.
And that's really about it. I'm just kind of looking at the first round here. Like, I don't really see anything else that, like, I'm like, oh, man, that'd be a great, you know. I mean, I get the Browns at 29. I get it. Like, just some other option, you know. But other than that.
Well, you don't have to keep looking. This was my rundown item, and we've got Sane in 5 minutes. So you've
done, all right, well,
you've done a great job.
I'll keep doing the hard work over here on the draft.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk to Anthony Sane when we get back about a watch party he's having tonight. So if you're looking for somewhere to watch the game, you want to get out, you want to boot, scoot, and boogie on in Memphis, Jason? Is that what we're getting into tonight, you and me? Going?
I think it's going down at Ghost River Brewing Company. All that dancing you talked about, this watch party.
A little boot, scoot, and boogie. Man, I'll tell you what, if I was 10 years younger, not sick, no kids, I'd be there. But sadly, I'm none of those things.
Yeah.
I'm unwell. I have two children, and I'm 33 years old. But we'll talk to Anthony Sane about all of that and the Grizzlies game tonight when we get back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Anthony Sane is the host of the Anthony Sane Show on Bluff City Media. And they got a big watch party tonight. He's here to tell us all about it. Usually joins us on Fridays. Hopefully we're still going to get him Friday. It's a pop out. He popped out on his appearance because he's got a big deal going on this evening, a big event going on this evening, don't you, Brother Sane?
Yeah, man, a big event tonight at Ghost River Brewing Company on Main Street, 827 South Main Street tonight. All fans are invited, man. It's something we're doing with Bluff City Media. All the Bluff City Media hosts came together and decided to do this event. You're going to see I'll be in the building, of course. Guys from the Two Bucks podcast, they'll be there. People from Grizz 901 will be there. Daniel Greer will be in the building. Rob Fish and Brevin Knight from Night Court, they should make an appearance tonight.
All right.
It's going to be a great, 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 great event tonight. And I think the highlight of the night is just for showing up. You get a raffle ticket, and you get the opportunity to win two courtside seats for the Grizzlies, second row seats near the visitor's bench, either for the next play-in game if we lose tonight, or for a first-round game if we win tonight. So that's definitely on the table for anyone in attendance tonight. It's going to be a great time. $5 draft beer, $6 cocktails. It's going down, man. Full kitchen open. It's going down tonight at Ghost River Brewery. The Main Street location, the one that's on Crump and Main Street, great facility. Game's going to be going on indoors, outdoors, bars, indoors, outdoors. It's going to be great, man. We're expecting a good turnout, and we want everyone who's listening today to come out and check it out. It's going to be a great time.
How about that? No, there's no party like an Anthony Sane-hosted party.
That's I'm so sad that I'm sick because I would 100% fall in there.
Oh yeah, man. Like I said, it's I heard you saying about we're gonna be dancing the boogie. And if we win, it might be some dancing the boogie, man. But outside of that, I don't see reasons why we'll be just in there randomly dancing. But it's gonna be going down tonight, man. If everybody comes, just come check it out. Great time to just watch the game with some fans, have a good time. Weather's gonna be awesome tonight. Come check it out. Oh, we're gonna be doing some pre-game recording as well, live recording there around 7 o'clock. So from 7 to 9, we'll just be kind of pregaming, doing our thing. We'll be there watching the game. It's going to be a great time tonight. And the Grizzlies don't have an official watch party tonight. So if you want to get out with some fans, this is the place to be tonight for sure.
Now, Sam, do you agree with Calkins' premise in his column that if they get the win tonight at the party and everybody's dancing, that you have saved the season in a way?
I'm not going to say save the season, but it'll be definitely just, you know, some good energy, man. I think it'll be good. I think the guys need this. The guys have had a tough season, whether it be from injuries or turmoil or the drama, the things we talked about Friday. I think the guys need this win, especially against the team we're playing against, man, the Golden State Warriors. And this is a beatable team, man. They lost to the Clippers the other night. They lost to the Spurs in the game that they needed to win. The Spurs team that, you know, is depleted, not really trying to win. Warriors team has a lot of flaws. Even after Jimmy Butler, as good as they've been, this team still has a lot of flaws. And I think that the Grizzlies can you know, do the things that they're good at. And I think the keys to this game tonight, I'm not going to go into this deep analysis about tonight, but I think the keys to the game tonight is if Jaren can stay out of foul trouble and be productive on offense, as well as Zach Edey, I don't think Golden State has anything that can match up against him. And I think that when Draymond Green made those comments about how, you know, Jaren has to be on the court for them to win, he meant that. And I think that if Jaren can stay locked in and stay focused, the other things will work themselves out if you can get a good game out of Jaren and Edey tonight.
Didn't you think that was – I know sometimes the messenger and when it's Draymond Green, we're not going to listen to it. But in that and don't agree with most of it that's coming out. But in that case, wasn't it a fair criticism of Jaren coming from his Michigan State brethren?
Yeah, for sure. Even when he made the criticisms about Taylor Jenkins, I was right there with him. Draymond says a lot of things that can irritate Memphis Grizzlies fans in particular. But I definitely didn't feel a way about him saying that at all. Jaren has to be good for us to be good. Like, he has to stay on the court, man. And, like, Jaren has a lot on his mind right now. You know, you're talking about a guy who about a month ago we were talking about him getting a Supermax contract, right? And that seems to be, you know, fleeting and fading away, those chances of him doing that. As we fall in the standings, you know, Jaren's chances of doing that are probably falling as well. And I think that, you know, of course he's dealing with those type of emotions. He's dealing with Taylor Jenkins losing, you know, not being the coach of the team anymore. Right. And just, you know, just basic NBA things he's going through. So, you know, Jaren has to push all those things to the side and lock in for this team. And he's one of those guys where, if you notice a lot, if he's not cooking on offense, if he's struggling on offense, that's when the cheap fouls start coming. He's got to get going. He's got to be efficient. He's got to get to the basket, get to the free throw line, knock down some three-pointers, and just stay locked in because we're going to need him tonight. And Zach Edey, like I said again, if he can have a monster game, getting plenty of rebounds, setting screens, easy putbacks under the basket, those type of things. I don't think Golden State has anything to match that if our bigs are cooking tonight.
Do you enjoy playing the Warriors, Sane?
Oh yeah, for sure, man. They are for the if you go back to the grit and grind era of the Grizzlies, right? By the time that grit and grind thing really got going, the Golden State Warriors are the team that was the dominant team throughout the entire run, and even through this run as well. You know what I mean? They've been the premier franchise in the NBA over that run. And, you know, just to see yourself playing against a team that the grit and grind guys played against, and now this newer generation of the Grizzlies is playing against again, to feel like you could be a team that could be kind of, you know, closing the casket on that team, so to speak, especially with Jimmy Butler being on this team. A win tonight would be tremendous. Like, the stuff that you could talk, the way you could, the bragging rights you would have, because this feels like, we do feel like the team that's always been set up to kind of close the door on what the Golden State Warriors, this version of the Golden State Warriors is. So I would absolutely love, I would feel a lot better tonight if we beat the Golden State Warriors as opposed to, you know, beating the Clippers if they had a loss, or winning a game against, you know, Dallas or Sacramento if we lose tonight. So I would feel elated if we can get the Warriors tonight just because of who it is.
See, I'm so with you on what you said, that this team is beatable. When we played them last game, they looked old. I know they ran off at the end, but I said
they played a perfect game. They played a perfect game. Even when we were down, I was like, man, if we can get Curry to slow down, we can beat this team. We're beating them on everything else.
Right, we have
and
to
I
be
just
better.
Think if we can, yep.
Go ahead. I was going to say, we have to be better defensive. I'm with you. What I was going to get to, though, is they're, you know, because they're old, because they know that, I expect, Sam, I'm wondering what you expect, antics Like, whether it's, again, using a player to try to get under Ja's skin and get him to do something out of character, throw a gun or whatever, Draymond trying to snitch on somebody, a team like that's going to use everything, right, in its arsenal. And I'm expecting antics from them tonight, too, that, you know, from a mental mindset. You talk about Jared mentally, the foul trouble. You got to get through that. I'm sort of applying that too to just the antics that I expect Golden State to try to put in front of you, hoping that a naive young team, undisciplined, is going to fall for some of that stuff again.
Yeah, they're definitely going to pull out that, especially if we get an early lead on them. The goofiness is going to come out.
100%.
But I've seen those things backfire against Golden State. I've seen Draymond get so emotionally wound up himself that he's taking himself out of the game. I've seen that happen with him before. So, like I said, we just have to be mentally tough tonight, man. They're on the road. We haven't won in California in years. I want to say it's 8 straight losses in the state of California for the Grizzlies. But it's going to be a tough game tonight, man. It's going to be fun. I hope you guys are coming to join us out at Ghost River tonight. But like I said, man, I'm excited for it. And I told you, even with all the way I had tapped out on the season, unplugged from the season, I'm back tonight, man. Like, this feels good. I just want to see us have fun tonight and hopefully pull out a win against Golden State.
So 827 South Main Street. That is that's where it's going down tonight. Ghost River Brewing Company. What time to
plenty
get there?
Plenty of parking. I know that sounds like downtown, but there's plenty of parking on the street. They got lots out there. Safe environment. Come out tonight. Don't worry about all those type of things. You're gonna have a great time. Check us out, man. It's going to be a good time. Watch the game with fans, indoors, outdoors, great food, great drink specials. Bluff City Media hosts will be in the building. Brevin Knight, Rob Fisher, just got word they're going to be there. It's going down.
Excellent, bro. Excellent. Say, we appreciate you, brother. Appreciate that, and we'll see you tonight, brother.
Yeah, and I'll see you guys Friday as well, man. I'll be in the studio.
Perfect, perfect. He is Anthony Sain. Watch party tonight. Get with it. Grizzlies aren't doing an official watch party. This will be the place to be. You don't just see Sain. You get Brevin, you get Rob, you get all of the Bluff City Media hosts, so it should be a good time, in addition to what hopefully will be a win and some dancing afterwards, it sounds like. And we've talked about all the reasons everybody sees this as an L for the Grizzlies, but it's a one-off. Anything can happen, and I'm with Saint. That team is beatable. There's championship DNA there, John, but these are not champions we're looking at anymore.
Well, you're right. It's not those Warriors, but
old.
It's still 23-8 since Jimmy Butler showed up.
That's true. That's true.
Number one in defense.
Now, 3 of those losses came in the last 5. You know.
That's true. They're still in the play-in.
Right, they did. They needed those to avoid the play-in, so they wanted
them. If you look at all of the best lineups, right, from net rating that the Grizzlies have,
yep,
every single one of them includes Jalen Wells.
Because he's the one thing you had in there all year long.
And the worst ones include, for the most part, one of Luke Kennard or Santi Aldama.
Yes, I do not like the idea of trying to limit Steph three-pointers when I don't even have Jalen Wells to throw at the scheme. And so, yeah, that's not fun to think about. Steph's going to be, he's been playing since the, I guess it's since the trade deadline, but maybe it goes back before that. But he's been Olympic Steph, the Steph we saw against France. And, that stepped up when LeBron and KD it was Steph that won the gold medal. And that's the level he's been at. That's the Steph we got with the 52 points the other night. How are you going to slow him? He's been in his bag since this trade deadline. I think getting Jimmy just revitalized him. And, yeah, it's scary to think about how you'll defend him, but maybe, again, you can win the shootout, Maybe that's possible.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we'll see you down there, man.
Yeah, yeah. Gonna get pumped up, and I'm not guaranteeing an appearance yet. I've got to see how I'm feeling after the siesta.
Yeah. Well, and by what time will you take that?
The siesta?
Yeah.
The afternoon nap will be sometime after the show completes and everybody's taken care of. Don't worry about my personal, bro.
You take a lot of those or what?
Huh?
You take a lot of those?
Bro, you're under the pillow. I don't think we can understand you anymore.
I'm not under the pillow. Do you take a lot of those siestas?
Only when I've got to stay up for late business, John.
Got it.
Yep.
I haven't taken a guilt-free nap since pre-COVID. I can get a nap in, but at what cost?
Well, sounds like your immune system needs it.
That's true. That is true.
John, are you washing your hands?
Me? No.
No.
No, he's he got his head in the pillow.
No, it's, I mean,
can you see?
In general.
Oh, yeah. I use Meyer soap. It smells amazing. Not an ad, but it smells incredible. It's, obviously, it doesn't work that well, though.
Right, it's fragrant.
Yeah, we need the antibacterial,
you know,
and do
Brad
about 30
is.
Seconds to a minute.
Well, ever since Brad took away the divider, all I do is get sick.
Well, that's going back. We've made that determination.
Well, especially because the CDC has been, all their funding's been slashed.
Let me put that in the notes. Okay, and then the hand washing. We need to probably do that too. Heavy. Like, really focus in on it.
You know? Yeah, no question.
I'm not trying to, we
could always be better.
Yeah. Send one of these sanitizer things home with John next time too, just in case around the house.
You guys know it's like a once a quarter thing. I get sick once a quarter, so.
Yeah, the disinfected wipes.
This is my quarterly. I think I did a pretty good job in the winter.
You've been good. You know.
And you're battling.
Who gets sick of the spring though? It's kind of crazy. Although, in fairness, the weather has been kind of nuts.
Mm-hmm.
It's been hot and cold and cold and hot.
The pollen will torque on you than the change in the temperature. But
exactly.
Hand washing, man, go thick with that.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, a lot to get to on the show today. Folks, it is time.
Oh, yeah.
For the first time in a calendar year.
A lot of pressure.
We are going to bring you Fade Brad. In these times, in these economic times, mm-hmm. Some people have compared him to Batman. Some people have compared him to Superman. Some people have compared him to Spider-Man, your favorite hero, Jason. We have put the Brad signal out, and we are going to fade the living hell out of Brad on our two playing. We got two tonight, right?
Yes, sir.
Two playing games tonight. Brad's been trying to. He's been trying to say, well, I gotta do, you know, voice tracking for this. I gotta do meetings.
He does have more duties now.
No more of that.
Oh, I was out till 11 o'clock last night for a baseball game.
He was coaching third base.
Yeah, I was. Right. I was on the mound.
So he's the definition of an NBA betting sharp.
Yeah.
Okay. So we said no more for the next 6 weeks. You are committed to this show and this segment. So that it's basically the Tariff Emergency Act. All right.
Hey, question I do have one nuts and bolts question before we get to it. Brad, will you be doing, because you had started it at the end of A. Brad Carson, doing bonus bets? You were 3-9 at the end of the year, which meant 9-3 for our listeners that were fading. Will you be including bonus bets with these play-in picks?
We have 15 minutes in the segment, it appears, maybe 20. I'll let you pick. Would you like a bonus baseball pick, or would you like a NFL draft bonus pick? Because it appears.
Oh my God!
Oh no! What we wanted was just like a prop.
Oh,
right?
A prop on the game. So it has. It's an NBA oriented.
Yeah, that's what you were doing.
Oh,
last
I thought
year.
We were going to do a smorgasbord.
I mean, y'all can see how prepared
giddy.
Brad is. For
really
this,
giddy here,
and how much he remembers last year. And how well
this man wants to do an NFL draft bet.
Yeah,
so
he wants to.
You can tell why I was losing money at FanDuel.
We don't know that this works. This flipping of you works on other sports. We only know that it applies in the playoffs at a rate of 56-57.
I've got my NBA prop. We're ready to go.
So it'll be props from the game.
Yeah, we're ready.
And then
it'll be a player prop. I'll give you the teaser there,
bro. This
be a player prop. You probably can guess already who it is. It's not on the Grizzlies game because he's healthy.
Right. Well, there's a good tease.
Yeah.
There's a great tease.
Yeah.
Aren't you intrigued now, John?
Extremely. So that's what we're going to do when we get back.
Right. Yeah.
Fade
Thank
Brad
you for playing along.
For the first time in the 2025 NBA postseason when we get back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.